The Real ID deadline has been pushed back several times, but now the rubber is hitting the road. And if you're flying domestically Wednesday and thereafter, you need that ID. Morgan Dean, Manager of Public and Government Affairs for AAA Mid-Atlantic, says if you don't have the Real ID, come to the airport with a fistful of other forms of identification.
It could be a passport card, a U.S. Department of Defense ID, could be a global entry card if you have that status, a permanent resident card. There are several other federally recognized IDs out there, but you're going to need to have that on top of your driver's license to prove who you are.
Accepted forms of ID are listed on the TSA website. Dean says even if you have a real ID, plan to arrive at the airport earlier than usual.
You're going to be in that same line as everybody else. This is probably going to be a longer process as TSA is flipping through other documents and double checking and making sure that somebody has the verified documents out there. So there could be delays at the airport. So you want to give yourself some extra time. Instead of that 2 hours for domestic flights, probably bump that up to 2.5 to 3 hours ahead of time.
If you're not traveling and you haven't gotten your real ID, but you want to, Dean says don't stress out. Just set an appointment with the DMV after the deadline rush is over. Denise Allen Membrino, WFIR News.